Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher.
Inside and Out, the podcast, Saturday morning edition of Sports Inside and Out, voted the number one sports talk show for legends on radio. I'm your host, Coach Chuck Hatcher, and coming up here with shortly is going to be the Wonder Man, Wally Jones, the Hall of Fame contributor, will be coming up very shortly, and to look to have a great overview and a wrap-up of things to come. A lot has been going on, of course. We got an NBA update, playoff update. Congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Fantastic run last night with the Toronto Raptors. The big three came up. I tell you, anytime those guys get 20-plus points, it's going to be awfully, awfully hard to beat them, man. Congratulations, LeBron. Six straight time to the NBA playoffs. A truly a remarkable feat. And, of course, it looks like these guys are getting their championship game face on. If they continue to spread and do what they've been doing, I don't think it's going to be very hard to beat. They're going to be very, very hard to beat regardless of who they play, either OKC or Golden State. I think it'll be a fantastic run, and I think Wally's up here now, Hall of Famer. Before we get started, though, let's give a great shout-out to our military personnel around the world. Thank you so much for what you're doing for us when we were asleep. You're awake, making sure our way of life is safe here in the U.S. of A. and our allies around the world. American Forces Network, thanks a lot for being the voice of the legends, not just the our military personnel, but being a part of the legends of sports, the voice to our military personnel and military facilities around the world. And I'd like to give a great shout-out as well to Seabreeze, a leader in transitional housing and health care for wounded warriors and more, our dear friend Clarence Baker. Thanks. A legend in his own right. So it's been our logistical management team, and, of course, going to be an intricate part of our 2017 season coming up and getting us from point A to point B. Flash G is in the house, of course, and a great shout-out to those young former athletes down there. Two of the premier dealerships in the country, Norfolk and Chesapeake Nissan in Virginia. And if you're up in that Virginia area, you get on down there and tell them the legend sent you. Hey, let's get right around. I think Wally's up here now. Hey, Wally. The guys,
They closed the gate last night. One of the things that's very important historically speaking, LeBron, we realize the six straight NBA titles, and Bill Russell, Sam Jones, Casey, Satch, Heinsohn, Frank Ramsey, and Bob Cousy are the only others that have gone to six straight finals. Of course, during that period when they had eight straight championships, I was fortunate enough to be on a team that stopped their dynasty at eight when the 1967 World Champion Sixers won. Also a point to realize is that LeBron James has 81 30-point games in the playoffs. It's very significant, and really, when you talk about the greats of greats, and you realize that with the man, when he's on that court, and you've seen some of the greats coach, and I'm sure when Bobby Hunter comes on, we'll talk about some of the greats that really display their talents when the pressure's on. Games that are very important, finalizing that, best of seven. Of course, there were times with the best of five, and you got series now. But one of the things that I really observed last night, you talked about how the big three, even Kyrie Irving had 30 and
30,
LeBron 30. But, I mean, double-doubles and things like that, of course, the love man, we found love. So the love man's coming through. If love comes ready for the finals like that, I think it's going to be a tough team to beat because the way they moved the ball last night was extraordinary. And one of the things I want to talk about is the way they rotated, because I see them, again, when they want to shut down, they could shut down some players. And, of course, I was just so proud of Kyle Lowry. Him and DeRozan. I mean, he's got to be proud. They're all-stars. They represented very well. Dwayne Casey did a fantastic job with Toronto. So I look for them to have a future where they'll be in the finals or Eastern Finals again, because they're one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference as they came in second. Only one game behind, Coach. Only one game behind the Cleveland Cavaliers that have home court. So that's very significant, that home court advantage.
It speaks a great deal for how long Casey's really brought that team into a situation where it is relevant in the NBA in its total. I tell you one thing, Wally, is that you can see a future with Toronto. They're about two key players from being where they need to be.
I agree.
And the coaching, of course, is typical of a communication type of coaching. He communicates well, just like Lou communicates well. Kerry communicates well. Donovan, you know, communicates well because of the talent he has on his bench you got to give these guys credit. It's not just Donovan, a rookie college coach coming up there. It's Maurice, two-thirds of it is Maurice Cheeks, who has those credentials for those guys to really adhere to. So it's very interesting in that. I tell you, Wally, I'm looking at something, man. I'm going to tell you, you're hitting on it. And as soon as Bobby comes up here, we're going to get on it a little bit more. Cleveland is look like they're primed. You know, they got off track a little bit, to be expected. You know, going through that sweep situation, you know, you have that lull in there. But they seem to have gotten back on track. And if they stay on track with that type of situation that's been taken, that took them through the sweep of the playoffs to where they are now, I think they're very much capable. There ain't no such thing as a possibility. They can take the championship if they continue to play and play defense that way, the way Lou has got them playing.
I do agree. Now, I was laughing a little bit, Coach, because there's an article in the Sun Sentinel down here in Miami, and Pat Riley was laughing about something. I'm going to give you some statistic. Steve Kerr wanted the first year. Blatt took the team to the finals his first year. Teron Lou is taking his team the first year. And Pat Riley was laughing because he said, well, my genius as a coach, he started laughing because he said, but who I had was Magic Johnson, Kareem, Worthy. I had Hall of Famers. I had one of the best defenders in Michael Cooper. It's just interesting what he's saying about what's very important in any sport. If you have the talent and you have the leadership, and you talk about that, but these are young coaches. And Donovan, excuse me, I forgot to mention Donovan. He's a first-year coach.
Yeah, first year.
They're young guys that have talent, but they know how to really, I think, communicate. I think that's the biggest part about professional basketball is communicating with these, I'm going to say it, high-priced athletes. These guys making millions and millions of dollars, and they got to make sure that they put their imprint on the game because there are teams where players think they're running the team. But I like the way Tyronn Lue is running that team. It's not LeBron James. You know, you sit back. LeBron is the man on the court. You can't underestimate him. That man is one of the baddest ball players I've seen. Hey, the way he controls the game that I've ever seen.
So the thing that he has right now that I see, you know, everybody gets wrapped up in the shooting. You can't get around it. The boys are absolute ace when it comes to shooting. But as far as the most impactful player in the NBA is LeBron James, man.
He can pass it.
You know, he does everything capable, and he's able to take with that big presence. He's a freak of nature. he can really dominate a situation that I think Bobby's up there. Bobby?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Riddler. How you feeling?
A week ago, I told you that there was a dent in Cleveland's armor as they lost two games. But last night, Cleveland's defense, and they showed that they could put it on at any time. And then they extended it where they had the zone doubled up on Lowry, and then the defense was fantastic. That was their real game.
That was a shutdown, Bobby.
Forget.
That's what you call a retro shutdown.
that's
a major league and record league shutdown.
There was something that you and Wally were talking about, and you're right on it, but here's the case. One of the best managers of a team, and what is the manager of a team? It's a player that manages the coach, the referees, and the team. And that was Michael Jordan.
The best manager,
the referee, and managing the team. As Kobe had perks of it, and so has LeBron, and Wade is pretty good at it. The bet management will never be lost. If you don't have that on the floor, then you're not going anywhere.
Absolutely. Totally agree there, Bobby. Totally agree. And I look forward to it, guys. Those are out there with the rose-colored glasses. I understand you. Fans, I do understand. If I was a fan like y'all, I would be. But you got to be realistic and listen to us now. Because you listen to those who have created this situation to where it is now. You understand what I'm saying? You talk about Wally, of course. You know, it speaks for itself. One of the greatest guards in the NBA, played with some of the greatest centers, I say, in top 10
greatest
centers ever.
Oh.
And then you're looking at a Hall of Famer. A Hall of Fame Harlem Globetrotter of the Dream Team, who was one of the greatest ball players that ever come out of New York. You're talking about Bobby Zorro Hunter, who's very much is a pedigree of what it is to be a New York legend. Now, you talk about this and what's similar to what I have been playing around the country and the world. I've seen a lot and coached some pretty decent ball players overseas, but I'm telling you right now, we're giving it to you like it is. This is what you call basketballology.
Yes, good point.
Along with that, Wally, a lot of people are paying attention to the line. But as I think that the Warriors are 7-7, meaning that the average of them winning is 7. I don't know how Vegas is carrying it, but a lot of people pay attention to this.
Well, I'll tell you that the opportunity, the way they came back and played, they're champions. Rudy Tomjanovich said, don't underestimate the Harvard champion. They got some all-stars, and I looked at the first, second, third team, all-pro teams, which is very interesting. We'll get into that later. But I'm thinking about the game tonight is very crucial, and I like to say it's going to be one of the toughest games that OK is going to have in their house. They have an opportunity to shut it down and really defeat the Warriors, but I just see the Warriors playing a game like they played the other night. I mean,
a lot of people thought that OK was going to say, okay, well, even if we lose, we go back. The intensity that I saw there in Golden State was the same intensity because they could have won that game.
Oh yeah, they were right there.
You know, so
it ain't like they
dropped the intensity. You know, the intensity was there. They didn't say, okay, we're gonna see you back at OKC. So what gives me if I had a saw that vibe in there that okay, don't worry about it, we're gonna get you at home, I would have thought so. But they were trying to end that son of a gun there in Golden State. Now take that out of it with a couple of crazy stuff and a little motivational stuff. If they're going for the jugular, like they've been doing in this series, if they take that jugular back to OKC, it's going to be awfully difficult for Golden State
Yeah, I agree.
These boys are serious. They're going for the juggler, and they, you know, did you see that comment that Durant said? I mean, that's the first time I've seen Durant say, "God, I wish I had that back." You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's Johnny Goodell. Yeah.
You know, who's the favorite for tonight?
So my favorite? I think Golden State's going to
– on the percentage in the newspaper coming from Vegas.
I think OKC, they're at home. They're at home. I believe
OKC is going to take it tonight. I do. If the intensity and the you know,
there are millions of people that look at the percentage coming from Vegas and judge their vote or gamble by the percentage that who is going to win now coming from the Vegas line.
Well, I just think that with Draymond playing the way he's come back to play and Clay is playing and Curry had a tremendous game, fantastic. So, I mean, that's why I said it's a toss-up. But because they're at home, I'm giving a favor to OKC. I like them to go to seven. I don't care what anyway, I like all games to go to seven because you want to see when that pressure comes on in those crucial games. And I love to continue the basketball season, fellas, anyway. You know, just sitting around. I want to go keep going to the cream de la cream, as Coach says. It comes to the top. You make your name in those playoff games. I was so fortunate. 11 years of pro basketball, I went to the playoffs every year. So when you experience that playoff atmosphere, and even though I didn't go to the finals every year, just being in that atmosphere and to go those 6-7-game series is so exciting. I mean, I love basketball. And to see these guys ball like that last night, the way they moved that ball and the way they played, oh, it's fantastic. Fantastic basketball.
Yeah. That's one
who
thing that
is
that
winning the game tonight?
Huh?
Well, who's winning?
Not
well,
that's the singing group. Who is winning the game tonight?
Well, I tell you what. I'm saying Golden State. I think they're going to.
Could you make that very clear? Could you make that very clear, please?
I want Golden State to win.
In Europe that haven't heard you correctly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm wishing Golden State wins, and so I feel I'm going for Golden State. That's all I'm saying. I just think the champion's
going
to make it.
I'm going OKC. OKC.
Okay. All right.
How about you, Bob?
You've heard it over there in Belgium. You've heard it in the
you heard it all over the world. That's right. The trifactor is spoken.
Bobby, I didn't hear Bobby.
Bobby, you ain't said that. Wait a minute. Bobby, you talking this trash. You trying to say the ball. You ain't getting the ball. I'm straddling the fence, Bobby.
Who you got, Bobby?
No, I'm not going to. You two guys, you know, I don't want to be on
you're
either
not
one
going.
Of you sides, so I am staying neutral. I stood up last week. It said Cleveland's going to lose two games. I came a four. I came forward.
Okay. Well, listen, guys, the playoffs is going to be, you know, regardless of what it is, it really is going to be an enjoyable because you know what I like? Well, what I really like is that you're going to see some good defense. I love defense. I just can't get around it, man. Defense, the essence. Of good basketball. I mean, we just embedded that way from the Urban Coalition to where it started at Rucker and Baker League. You know, this is it, man. You take pride in good defense. And, you know, regardless, people don't realize that Bobby, regardless of all the tricks Bobby could do on you, Bobby could play defense.
Yeah, but that's
he was a trickster. He was a riddler, but he could play some defense. Nobody wanted to play Bobby too much, but I understand. Congratulations. The king of the Riddlers, Bobby can trick you.
Yeah, listen, man.
I think it's going to be a good defensive challenge regardless.
Last night, it was beautiful. I mean, we haven't seen it for a long while in that capacity. That's what happened to everyone. You know what I mean?
That was some good shutdown, man. That was some good shutdown. I got to give Lowry, man. He can hang his head. He did Philadelphia well.
He just filled up very well. He did fill up well, man. They ball.
Yeah, he did
they
that, ball. Man. And I like the way he carried himself at the end of the game, toward the end of the game. You know, it showed some class. That was some class.
All of them.
Yeah. Now let's talk about
the
this guy.
No sprained ankle, that would have been a different game.
Yeah.
The center, he doesn't have that sprained ankle, it would be a different game.
Right. Well, you know, what next week, guys?
All right.
We're getting ready for some things, and of course, now we're into the Philadelphia mode coming up, listeners. One of the prestigious events of the big cities in the country, as far as clinical and clinician activity and mentorship and a programmatic initiative, is coming up in Philadelphia very shortly, in a week or so, and it's the Bobby Jones Annual.
In
Philadelphia, where all the great Philadelphia legends come together and give honorariums to those who make an impact of the inner city youth in the history of Philadelphia being recognized, but also the challenge kids get a chance to really shine. And Wally, let's talk about that and let our listeners around the world, around the country, hear about what we're getting ready to do, migrating in. Bobby, are you coming this year, Bobby? Are you going to be able to come?
No. I called Cliff Anderson and told him I would not bore him.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, one of our listeners.
I love back in the library. They barbecue. They fix Philadelphia.
Oh, my God, man. They give it to you.
Do they, man.
Yeah, for our listeners, I have to give a little background. The Little Bobby Jones Memorial is the name of my brother, who was also involved with Special Olympics. My nephew works with the Special Olympics at the Carousel House. And for the past 15 years, we're one of the longest charitable events that also gives college stipends for kids, also for the Mount Hermon Baptist Church. Monies are raised for that and also for the Overbrook Alumni Fund, because my brother's a graduate from Overbrook High School and a champion with Wayne Hightower and them. But just like Bobby Hunter said, we are honoring Cliff Anderson, one of the greatest Big Five players in the history of the Big Five, from St. Joe. We're honoring Jim Williams, the big man from Temple University, one of the greatest ball players out of Temple. And we're honoring Hildebrand Pelzer, All-Army, All-Delaware.
My man.
It's going to be, and also Watusi, Frank Carr, South Carolina State, West Philadelphia High, and also Carolina Cougar. He played for the Cougars, Carolina Cougars that time with Billy Cunningham and those guys when Billy left the NBA to the ABA. So we're having a wonderful time, and I think what's very important this year is now we're having the morning session with the Special Olympic kids in the afternoon. After the honoring of our legends, we're going to have the regular student athletes, and we're going to have Donald Hunt from the Philadelphia Tribune to talk about the importance of reading. And, of course, he's an author of Coach John Chaney's book. And we're going to talk the importance of reading and the importance of education for our student athletes. So it's going to be a wonderful session. It's our 15th year, and it's sponsored by the Shoot for the Stars Institute. Coach Ken Hamilton and his staff there will be also helping as clinicians. So we're looking for an exciting day. And, again, as you say, across the street, they have the best barbecue time you have with all the legends from Philadelphia. And that's all of Philadelphia. They're over there having a good time. And we call it the Liars Convention because they're over there telling lies. Bill Bagley and the rest of them telling lies about what they did. But Sonny Hill will also be there, one of the historians of Philadelphia, one of the greats, an opportunity to talk to those young people about his. He has a wonderful league going on from middle school, and I think it's very important to establish leagues for the younger kids also. Very important day, fellas. June 11th.
Right.
Well, Coach, we're also doing something in Hampton next weekend. We'll
next week, that's right. We're going to be broadcasting from Hampton University. Of course, our NFL contributor to the football program with legendary Leroy Keyes from the Eagles and two-time Hall of Heisman Trophy runner-up, and the great lineman C.B. Baker. We will be broadcasting from a celebrity golf tournament on next Saturday in Hampton,
That's
Virginia.
Good.
And, you know,
That's
something special.
Good.
Of course, the cream de la cream of the Hampton alumni and of course, and the officials, Dr. Harvey and all the and bureaucrats, of course, the mayor, I think mayor of Hampton, everybody's involved in this thing. And
Don
we're going to be
Rose,
going out.
Our contributor, Don Rose from the Dolphins.
Don Rose,
Miami
Dolphins. That's right.
That's right.
Came up through the program, came up for the shoot for the actually
that's
Concerned
right.
Athletes in Action program, but
that's right.
We said shoot for the star, but he is a contributor and a product of the old Concerned Athletes in Action, which was the product. He had a great career at Hampton University and went on to play, drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs and played a year in Toronto, of course, and then had a fantastic career with Don Shula down there with the Miami Dolphins. So, we're going to have that. And then, of course, that evening,
it was good time.
We're going to be at a celebrity gala for a minute or two and do some footage. We're going to do some footage for Don there for Sports Insider and out a little capture and enjoy the activity and then call it a day. And then, of course, we're getting ready for that following week will be the Bobby Jones.
That's right.
But let's get back to you, Bobby. We got about 2 more minutes left. What's happening, Bobby, that we need to know about with the Harlem Globetrotter Legends? We got to conclude with a great show we had with George Tinsley and the great Nancy Lieberman, guys. And thank you so much for that nice email from our CEO of our Retired Players Association, Arnie Felco. We are very happy to do it, and we are looking forward to doing many, many more of these high-profile, yellow cream interviews for the Voice of the Legends for the Retired Players Association. We look forward to that. But, Bobby, anything else coming up?
Well, we're looking forward to having Lynette Woodard next week. And
wow, the great Lynette Woodard.
Tell us what she's been doing, you know what I mean? And, you know, we are very fortunate to have the first. She's the first woman to play pro men's basketball and the first woman to be on the Globetrotters. So she's a first. She's like Earl Loy, Jackie Robinson.
Yeah. There you go. We look forward to that. Now, what we got going on, listeners, we just to go with a conclave, and then we're going to let the guys conclave our evening, conclude the evening. Starting, of course, in August, a pilot is coming up and a series of exclusive interviews. We're going to start, you're going to be hearing the real upper shelf of our Sports Inside and Out interviews. We're going to be talking really now. If you think we've been doing something in the past, we're putting it on steroids. You're going to really tune in and hear some of the greats of the greats. We even have an inroad for the great Jim Brown. We're going to be bringing in some great guys that are not only just into football, but we got David Bascom is going to be bringing up greats in the soccer field, and Bob Beamon is going to be bringing up some of the great legends on the show with track and field Olympics. And, of course, Harlem Globetrotters, we're not even going to get into that, because we got some real surprises coming up with that. Wives of great legends, we got the whole thing. And then, of course, with Wally coming in with the Wonder Thing, we even got a new segment that's getting very popular, the children and families of great legends. So it's going to be
that's
great,
right,
guys. I really think this is going to be it, and we feel very positive that this thing is going to be picked up by Bell for the Beach, the circulator for distributorship, as my son says. So we're coming in to get some real great things done, guys. So thank you so much on behalf of our organization, Sports Inside and Out, and making us the voice of the legends. Guys, we got about 15 seconds left. What's up?
All right. God bless our troops. Yes,
all right.
And
all right. And Bobby, you got to end up with Bobby's Oral Honor. All right.
I'm going to have a Memorial Day party on Monday at Oriole Gardens in Margate, Florida, where we'll be celebrating some of our soldiers from World War II.
All right.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, on behalf of all, when legends speak, Everybody
listens.
All right, fellas. Have a good day. Happy Memorial Day. Great Happy
show,
Memorial Day.
Great show.
All right.
Bobby C.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
All right.
Okay.
Excellent.
Hey, great show, baby.
They're doing it again.
Hey, we had it, baby. Okay, I'll check with you later. Hey, I'm going up to see my, I just sent you some pictures of my granddaughter and my great-great-grandson, man.